A wonderful question from cyberspace devotee Christina in California, wondering about abusive parents, abusive nations, abusive siblings, abusive employers, wondering if you should just take that as your karma, do nothing about it, or you should do something about it, or if you should just run away from it all. Big question. When you live in an abusive situation and you don't do something about it and you live with it, this means that you are also living in lower consciousness as the abusive people are living in lower consciousness. The abusive situations that are a crime in some states, some nations, are definitely a crime within the inner world, and the karmic repercussions are very severe for those who are abusive. For those who don't do anything about the situation, live with the situation, don't analyze the situation, or try to find a solution, this means that under the right circumstances, they would be abusive too, even more harshly. We had a case recently in Malaysia where a father hit his boy in the eye with his fist. It was reported to the police by a proactive person who is totally fed up with the abuse that goes on within the Indian and Hindu community. I received a message in my computer from Associated Press a few days ago telling of an Asian lady who received 2 years in prison for beating her daughter. The police, detectives, the law enforcement systems can't do everything to protect one. One must protect himself or herself and those around him or her within their community. If you know firsthand of an abusive situation and you're sure of it and you do nothing about it, you are a party to the crime, just in the very same way. You're driving in a car. Someone gets out from that car, robs a convenience store, gets back in the car, you drive away, you are, by implication, an accomplice.